This sheet is dedicated Le'ili Nishmosoi of our unforgettable friend Chaim Yisocher ben Yechiel Zeidel Dov. Shianuach v'sholom al Meshkovoi. He should be a meditation for his beautiful family. HaKadosh Baruch Hu should give them all kayach, and they should only know Simcha and Nachas Le'olam Vo'ed. The topic we will be discussing today is a fascinating topic and a very, very well-known sugya. Oisik b'mitzvah potam min ha-mitzvah. The basic sugya is in Sukkah Daf Chof Hei, and in the Gemara we learn two sources from which Chazal learned this concept. That oisik b'mitzvah is potam min ha-mitzvah. One source is Kriya Shema. Uvelechtechu b'derech b'leches didach, aval ha-holech l'dvar mitzvah, potam min ha-mitzvah. Potom Kriya Shema. The other source is this week's parasha. Ve'yiyu anoshim ashohoyu tmeim l'nefesh odom. They came before Moshe Rabbeinu and they said, Lomen agora l'bilti hakleves korban Hashem b'toich b'nei Yisroel. And there's a machlokes of Yosi Aglini and Rabbi Akiva, who those people were and why were they tmeim l'nefesh odom. So according to Rabbi Yosi Aglini, they were Isaac Baroyne Shel Yosef, according to Rabbi Akiva. Mishol Velitzofen, they were Isaac in the burial in the Kvura of Nodav V'Avihu, and therefore they were Tamar. Rabbi Yitzchak says, Isaac B'meis Mitzvah. But nevertheless, according to you, all the Shittas, they were Isaac B'Mitzvah, and therefore they were Potom Korban Pesach, and therefore they got the Mitzvah of Pesach Sheni. And the Gemara says, it's Tzrichas, why we need both sources, but nevertheless, it is from this week's parasha that we learn Oisik b'mitzvah potor min ha-mitzvah. So when a person is Oisik in any mitzvah, is potor of other mitzvahs, even though the other mitzvah which he will not perform might be a greater mitzvah than the mitzvah which he is busy with, which he is performing. Oisik b'kvura sameis is potor from Korban Pesach, even though Pesach is one of the only two mitzvahs to say that are mitzvahs to say she'esh b'm koras, Pesach and Mila. Nevertheless, the rule still applies. Oisik b'mitzvah potor min ha-mitzvah. There are two different approaches to understand the concept Oisik b'mitzvah potor min ha-mitzvah. Number one, this is similar to the din of Oines Lachmona Patzei. When you're busy with one mitzvah, then obviously you cannot perform another. You always have the possibility of stopping the mitzvah you are busy with, you are performing, and going over to another mitzvah. So Chazal teaches, no, that is not the right thing to do. If you're performing one mitzvah, you shouldn't stop and go over to another. But basically, essentially, it is a concept which is similar to Oines Lachmona Patzei. Or maybe, no, it is not only a technical p'tur because you're busy with one mitzvah and you can't perform both at the same time. Rather, it's a p'tur be'etze. Maybe this is a machlokes rishonim, not only rishonim but also achronim. Tosfos and the Ran have a big machlokes in the source of the sugya Sukkah Daf Chof Hei. Efshel lakayim shnayim. If there is a possibility he could perform both mitzvahs, is he obliged to do so? Or do we still say, if you're performing one mitzvah, you're busy with one mitzvah, you're engaged in the performance of any mitzvah, you do not have to perform another. Even what it is within his ability. Tosfos argues, there is only the E'ef Shalakayim Shnayim, and E'ef Shalakayim Shnayim, he definitely is mechuyev in both. And the basic argument of Tosfos is, Mishi Eshlit Vilim Beroysha Vitzitzis Bevigdoi, would he be potter from all other mitzvahs? That would seem to be very unreasonable. So if a person has tefillin or tzitzis, doesn't he have to learn or daven or read Kriya Shema? He definitely does. So this is from where Tosfos proves that Efshel Lakayim Shnayim, he has to perform both mitzvahs. Many Rishonim agree with Tosfos, including the Rosh and the Ritva on the spot in Sukkah Daf Chof Hei. However, the Ran has a different opinion. And according to the Ran, Oisik b'mitzvah, potur min ha-mitzvah, even when it is within his ability to perform both mitzvahs. HaTorah lo chayav esoi letroyach b'mitzvah acheres, kiven she'oisek b'malechus ha-mokoy. According to the Ran, even when a person could perform both mitzvahs at once, he is potter. He is not obliged to do so. How about Mishiyesh L'Tfilin Baroish V'Tzitzis B'Begdoi? The Ran totally rejects this raya, and the Ran says that is different because the basic concept is Oisik B'Mitzvah Potter Mena Mitzvah. Only when the mitzvah demands Oisik, he is engaged in the performance of a mitzvah B'Maisa. However, Mishiyesh L'Tfilin Baroish V'Tzitzis B'Begdoi is Mekayim a mitzvah, but he isn't Oisik the mitzvah. There's a difference between Kiyam mitzvah and Oisik a mitzvah. So according to the Ram, it is only when a person is actually physically engaged in the performance of a mitzvah that he is potter from other mitzvahs, and therefore the fact that you have tefillin on your arm, on your head, you have tzitzis on your garments isn't relevant. You're still machayev in all other mitzvahs, but it is different if you're engaged in the performance of a mitzvah. In that case, potam and a mitzvah zafur pishi yodeh lakayim shnayim. So one might argue that what is essentially the machlokes between Tosfos and the Ran, maybe in the above mentioned question. According to Tosfos, it is like the concept of oinus, and therefore, bearing in mind that you could only perform one of the two mitzvahs, then you cannot stop one and go over to another. But basically it is only because you cannot perform them both. So according to Tosfos, it's like the concept of oinus rachmona patrei. According to the Ran, it definitely has nothing to do with oinus, but it actually is a ptur. So l'chaira, this is the machlokes Tosfos and the Ran. The Ran is also not a das yochad. Many Rishonim agree with the Ran, including Or Zeruah, Hilchas Sukkasim, and Reish Tzadik Tes, and Maharach Or Zeruah, who was the son of the great Or Zeruah of Rabbi Yitzchok Or Zeruah, Chubas Marach Or Zeruah, Simen Kuf, Pei Gimel. There is a big discussion in the Achroinim, Moisig Mitzvah Potam and Mitzvah, but if a person was Mekayim Mitzvah number two, was he Yitzah or not? Because on one hand, there's a very basic halacha, well-known halacha, that when a person performs the mitzvah b'shas ha'ptur, he isn't yoytzi yedei chevosoi. The source of this concept is in Rosh Hashanah Chof Ches. Ki a mitzvah, ochal matzi kishohoyu shoyte, v'neshtapo, chozal adatoi, in the same night. A person wasn't in his proper senses when he ate matzah. He was a din of a shoyte, and shoyte is potam in a mitzvah. If he comes back to his senses and he is healed that very same night, he has to eat matzah once again, because a mitzvah that a person performed the shas of ptur eino yoytzo bo yedei chrevosoi. This aloch is brought in the Rambam and also in Shulchan Aruch Simen Tov Ayin Hey, and the formulation of the Shulchan Aruch is very clear. It is not because a shoyte dino kimes asik v'dova shiem es chaven, but he was potu. And when a person does a mitzvah b'shas ha'ptur, he isn't yoytzi yedei chavosai. So what would the halacha be when a person is oisig mitzvah, put him in a mitzvah, and nevertheless he performed mitzvah number two? Was he yoytzi or not? In tinseloina that he was yoytzi, could he say a brocha? Would that be similar to an isha wanting to say a brocha mitzvah sasei shas mangroma, which is a machloikis the b'shesef in the Ramo, Rashi and Balei HaTosfos? This is a big discussion within the Achroinim. Now, the Mishnah Berurah Tofai and Hey, Sha'arat Tzion. Sha'arat Tzion deals with this question of Sif Kotn Lamed Tes. And the Netiyah of the Sha'arat Tzion is, he was Mekayim the Mitzvah Yotzei de Chavosai. It's not like a Shait who was Potter Be'etzem. But on the other hand, the Mishnah Berurah argues, he cannot make a Brocha. He cannot save it Tzivonu. Now, B'nai Svarad, according to the Bisoysef, an issue does not make a brocha mitzvah sasei shas mangrola. But the Shita of the Ramo is in accordance to Rashi's opinion that she can. Would that be the same as Oisig mitzvah potam in a mitzvah? Maybe, but not necessarily. We find two of the Rishonim that say very clearly that even if an issue cannot make a brocha mitzvah sasei shas mangrola, Oisig b'mitzvah potem in a mitzvah odev tvei. That is very clear in the Meiri. The Meiri in Erev in the Tzadik Vav. Erev in the Tzadik Vav, most of the Rishonim deal with the question of Noshim b'mitzvah sasei shas mangroma. But the Meiri there says that Oisik b'mitzvah potem in a mitzvah is different. And even in accordance to the opinions that a woman cannot say a brucha mitzvah sasei shas mangroma, Oisik b'mitzvah could say. And that is also the opinion of Marach or Zeruah in the above mentioned source in Simen Kuf Pei Gimel. Nevertheless, the Mishnah Berurah is noted that she cannot say. And I think according to the Mishnah Berurah, it is worse than a Isha B'mitzvah to say Shaz Man Grama. And there is room for argument. It's an interesting formulation. But one could argue, a woman could say because she's not Bechal HaChiyuv, and therefore she could say Vitzivonu because men are Mechuyev. It is not that he isn't mechuyev, but rather that he's poto. I once explained it b'derech moshel, and that is the power of misholem. The Sabbath is always in Le'yashav Esedvor Ma'alev. Well, in the king's palace, there are workers, the guards, the mishmar hakavod. If any of you ever visited the Buckingham Palace, people come from near and far, from distant countries, just to see the changing of the guards. So there are people that work in the palace, and they are dressed in their proper costumes, and everybody knows exactly what he has to do. But there are sometimes volunteers, and volunteers are accepted wholeheartedly, because it is Kovod HaMalchus that people want to volunteer and give a helping hand. However, if somebody was fired, and then the other day they find him in the palace, he will be thrown into jail. Well, he wants to volunteer. I was fired, but I would like to help out anyway. But if you were in and you were thrown out, you do not come back in. So, Isha is a volunteer. However, when there is a Sibah Liftur, maybe that would be different. And because basically he is a Bar Chiyuv. But Oisik B'mitzvah Poto Menemitzvah, maybe in that case he cannot say a Brucha. Anyway, the Achro of the Shara Tzion is, he could be Yoitzah, but he cannot say a Brucha. However, the Marachor Zeruah and the Meiri make it very clear that one can say a Brucha. So, Lechoyda, one might argue that this question is dependent on the above-mentioned Chakira. If it's not a Ptur Be'etzem, but rather Me'ein Ptur Oynes, Oynes Lechmona Patrei, in that case, he could be Yoisi Edechevosoi, he could also say a Brocha. But if it's a Ptur Be'etzem, then it is more reasonable to argue that he can say a Brocha, and maybe not even be Yoitze Yedei Choyvok. Well, if this is so, then obviously we have a problem with Marachor Zeruah because he contradicts his own opinion. On one hand, Marachor Zeruah makes it very clear his opinion is similar to the Ran's opinion. So according to what we argued before, this would prove that according to Marachor Zeruah, it's a Ptur Mamash, has nothing to do with Oynes Lechmona Patrei. On the other hand, Marachor Zeruah maintains that even though Oisik Mitzvah Potam and a Mitzvah, he could be Yoitze the other Mitzvah, and he could also make a Bracha, which would indicate that it's not a Ptur Be'etzem, then we have a problem that Marachor Zeruah says to Divrei Atzmi. Let's move on. Source number 3. An additional machlokes is between Gedolei HaPoskim, which L'cha'ora, one would argue, it's mikla tovui v'shnei hatzdodim. It is dependent on the two different approaches and understandings and interpretations of the basic idea of oisig mitzvah potom and a mitzvah. Yoredei Hashim emalav siv beis, we learn dine oinen. Oinen potom and a mitzvah. And a siv beis, it is very clear in Shulchan Aruch that oinen, that was bizman aninas, bizman tefillah, does not say tefillah tashlumin. An oinis that was mevatel tefillah has to be mashlim, but an oinin is not mashlim because an oinin is basically potu. The Taz brings in the name of the Prisha, that the Prisha learns hu hadin oisik betzor chitziba. In Rambam Perik Beis of Ilchus Kriya Shema, the Rambam writes oisik betzor chitziba dinoi ko oisik b'mitzvah, and he is potu mitfillah v'mikriya Shema. So the Drisha says, just like an oinin doesn't have to shlumin, the same applies to oisik b'tzorcha tzeve, he is potom mitzvah to shlumin. The Taz rejects this similarity, the Taz rejects the Drisha, and the Taz says that oinin is different than oisik b'mitzvah. Oisik b'mitzvah is merely a ptur, but it's not be'etzem a ptur. Oinis doesn't have to be mashlim. But oisik b'mitzvah, oisik b'tzorcha tzibah does have to be mashlim, dinoi ka'oinis. L'shach, on the spot in Shin Mem Aleph, accepts and supports the opinion of the Drisha. And the Shach says that oisik b'mitzvah is not similar to oinis, it is actually more similar to oinin, and therefore is potur mitashlimin. The Mishneh Berurah, Orchaim Semet Sada Gimel, Shah Tzion, Sif Koten Tes, Paskins, Potur Mitashlimin, in accordance to the opinion of the Drisha and the Shach. So, obviously, we have a problem with the Mishneh Berurah as well, and his Psokim also contradict one another. Because on one hand, the Mishneh Berurah says, Oisit Mitzvah Potur Minin Mitzvah cannot say a Brocha, which probably would indicate that it's a Ptur Gomor. Well, that would actually support the opinion that he's Potur Mitashlimin, but on the other hand, the Mishneh Berurah maintains that he could be Yotzei Dechayvo. He cannot say Vitzivanu, but he is Yotzei Dechayvo. If it's a Ptur Gomor, then probably he would have a Din of a Shoita, and he cannot be Yotzei Dechayvo. And Einan, that said, Sviris Weimer or Davind, and Yotzei Dechavosai. And if the Aninus passes, he has to do so once again. So, on one hand, the Mishneh Berurah would maintain that Oisik B'mitzvah is not the same din as an Oinon, and on the other hand, he says it does have the din of an Oinon regarding the question of Tashlumen, whether there is Tashlumen or not. So my conclusion from these various stilas and contradictions would be, not always when we find a Machloikas between Rishonim, Poskim, and Achrayim, is the Machlokes dependent on Shoresh HaDin, on the basic interpretation of the Halacha. Sometimes I find, and maybe this is in the majority of cases, sometimes the Machlokes are on the details and the specifics, and not in the basic interpretation of the Mitzvah or the Halacha or the concept. And I think that is the case, and also in the Sugya we are dealing with. I think it is clear, at least in my mind, that Oisik B'mitzvah Potur Minin Mitzvah has nothing to do with Oinus. Bein L'shitas HaRan V'bein L'shitas HaTosfos, it has nothing to do with Oinus. Oinus Rechmona Potur, because an Oinus is exempt. He cannot perform the Mitzvah. On the other hand, it definitely has nothing to do with Shoita, because it's not a Ptur Be'etzem. The person is a Bar Chiyuvah. Oisik B'mitzvah Potur Minin Mitzvah is a Halacha Misuyemes. Halacha Misuyemes. And the various questions in this sugya are details. Ad heichan advor magim. The opinion of Tosfos is, and I think it's very logical to argue Tosfos' opinion. I think it makes a lot of sense. Ein lecho boy ela chidushe. When a person cannot perform two mitzvahs at once, it is there and then that the Torah decreed and the Torah said, if you are already engaged in one mitzvah, do not stop and go over to another mitzvah. Actually, we learn from the Ritva, Daf Chof Hei, Oisik B'mitzvah is not only Potur in a mitzvah, but actually it is an Isser to stop one mitzvah, even though your intention is to perform another. It seems to be the Svar of the Ritva, that it's a gather of Kvoid mitzvah, of Bizui mitzvah, but essentially, Tosfos' opinion, and that is also the opinion of the Ritva and the Rashi, is only the E.F. Shalakayim Shnayim. If he could perform both mitzvahs, why not? What would the reason be that a person should not be Makayim both mitzvahs? Toivim Hashnayim in a Wechav. However, according to the Ran and the Or Zeruah and other Rishonim, the Lashon of Chazal seems to support their opinion. Chazal didn't differentiate between one case or another. Chazal didn't make this distinction whether you're Efshel HaKayim Shnayim or E-Efshel HaKayim Shnayim, and therefore the Ran maintains that this is a general rule across the board, Oisik B'mitzvah Potur Minin Mitzvah, regardless of whether he could perform both or not. So what I mean to point out is, I don't think there necessarily is a different interpretation of the basic concept. Rather, the machlokes is in the details. The halacha is lo hitrichosoi toiro. And maybe everybody would agree that there is a certain degree of bizui mitzvah, of kvoid ha mitzvah. But the shaila is, ad heichan, exactly in what cases does this rule apply? And I would argue in a similar way that the question, could he be yoitz another mitzvah? Could he make a broch another mitzvah? Is also in the details. Actually, I do not know. I'm not aware of any major poskim that argue oisid be mitzvah put him in a mitzvah if he did perform the other mitzvah that he wasn't yoitzia de chrivosoi. I don't think there is a serious shitta that argues so. And this supports my basic feeling. The person is definitely a bar chiyuva. There is no room to say that he cannot be yoitzia de chavosoi. It has nothing to do with the shaita who is potter be'etzem min ha-mitzvahs. This is a technical p'tur which is very limited in its essence and its scope. But the question would be, could he say a brucha? Can't he say a brucha? And therefore, these two questions are in no way dependent one on another. The question whether oisig mitzvah potter min ha-mitzvahs afilabam the question, could he say a brucha or can't he say a brucha? I would go as far as to argue that the question whether oisik b'mitzvah, potum in a mitzvah, could say a brucha and mitzvah number two doesn't at all deal with the definition, with the interpretation, with the understanding of oisik b'mitzvah, potum in a mitzvah, but rather is a question which has more to do with the details of brucha, of berchus ha-mitzvah. And maybe it is a machloikis in the gedel, in the halachas, in the specifics of berchus ha-mitzvah, not necessarily in the specifics of oisik b'mitzvah, potum in a mitzvah. And the same would apply to the question of tashlumi. The etzem svar of oisik b'mitzvah potum in a mitzvah is a halacha that Chazal learned when a person is engaged in one mitzvah, he should dedicate all his thoughts, energies, concentration, ahava v'yira, the mitzvah zu, and not be mekayim two mitzvahs at once. Maybe it is similar to what Chazal say, einois mitzvahs chavidas chavidas. But basically, what I mean to argue is, I do not see two different interpretations in the etzem geder of oisik b'mitzvah potum in a mitzvah. Rather, in all three areas, in all three machloikis that we mentioned, I think the machloikis is in the details and not in the basic interpretation. Let's go over to another issue, another inyan in the major sugya of oisik b'mitzvah potum in a mitzvah. For many, many years, I was troubled with a very famous psak of the Noide B'Yehuda. Noide B'Yehuda Madura Kama, Chelek Orachayim Simemem Aleph. Very interesting Shaila. At Sibur was in the middle of Mikra Megillah when somebody came into Shul and said, there's a Lavona outside. They couldn't make Kiddush Lavona up to that moment. The nights were cloudy, the Lavona, the moon, was not to be seen, and suddenly, in the middle of Mikra Megillah, a child comes running in, there's a beautiful full Lavona outside, what should they do? If they will finish Kriyas HaMegillah, well, the Lavona might once again hide away behind the clouds. Should they be mafsik in the middle of Mikra Megillah? Would they have to start the Megillah once again and say the Brochus once again? So the Noidi B'Yehuda, the Paskins, they should be mafsik in the middle of the Megillah, go outside, say Kiddush Lavona, come back and finish the Megillah. Obviously, all they would say is Berchus HaLavona B'Vav. They definitely wouldn't say Shalom Aleichem, Aleichem HaShalom, and not David Melech Yisrael Chai V'Kayim, or the other psukim that are the meaning of Kiddush Lavona. But nevertheless, that is the psak of the Noidi B'Yehuda. I wrote a lengthy siman, a lengthy essay about this in Minchas Osher Parshas Boy. And I brought some major achronim that argue against the psak of the Noid B'Yehuda. Sefi Yehoshua, Rabbi Yeshua Heschel Barban, who was the Rav in Tarnopol in the times of the Noid B'Yehuda, and Rabbi Shlomo Kruger. However, the Noid B'Yehuda writes a very lengthy tshuva, and I was always puzzled by the fact that he doesn't even mention the sugya of oisik b'mitzvah potum in a mitzvah. He deals primarily with dinei hefsik, whether Mikra Megillah would, whether Kiddush Lavona would be considered a hefsik, with a dinam of brochus, of berchus a mitzvah. Neither the Noid B'Yehuda nor the achronim that dispute his opinion don't really go into the sugya of oisik b'mitzvah potum in a mitzvah, and I was very troubled and puzzled by that fact. until the Marashag. The Marashag was of Shimon Greenfeld, the Semihayaruv, one of the great Gedolim of Hungary. The Marashag Pele Gimel Simen Hay. He is the first of the Achroidim who bring the Noida Behuda and says, I mean, Oisi Bre Mitzvah Potom and a Mitzvah. He argues against the Noida Behuda based on this sugya. But I was puzzled, well, the Noida Behuda was one of the greatest Achroinim, and he obviously didn't oversee what a major and very well-known sugya in Shas. Therefore, my conclusion is this. I know it's a big Kiddush, but I think it's Emes. Oisig b'mitzvah potem and a mitzvah is only b'mitzvah shebamaisa. Ukol shoyin chazal, oisig b'mitzvah. Mitzvah shebedibur, this rule doesn't apply. And I think it's quite obvious, because in a totally different sugar, I wrote at length in Milchus Hashem Bereishis. I mentioned before what I wrote in the sugya of Kiddush Levona. However, Minchas Hashem Bereishis, I think it's Parshas Vayetze, I wrote a big arichas about the various shayles that we find in Hilchus Tefillah. We are mafsik lekadosh, lekidusha, and these are very complicated halachas. When are we mafsik? When not? Psuka de Zimra, Berchas Kriyashima, Kriyashima, Shemayna Esra. So in Minchas Hashem Bereishis Siman Samechei, Parshas V'Yigash, not Parshas V'Yetze, I asked, well, why don't we see Yosik B'Mitzvah Potam and a Mitzvah? And I tried to deal with this question with various Haggadotas in that Siman, Siman Samechei and Bereishis. But what I think now is that regarding Dinei Tefillah, Kriyashima, Brochus, the entire realm of mitzvah shebedibur, ein lanu ele dinei hefsik bilvad. The rule of oisik b'mitzvah potam and a mitzvah does not apply. It is only when a person is physically engaged in a mitzvah, b'mitzvah shebamaisa, not b'mitzvah shebedibur. And maybe it is because all the mitzvah shebedibur are basically the same. All our avoidas okel, avoidas shebelev zu tefillah, whether it's kishmor tefillah or berchas atoyra, and therefore the difference between one and the other is not so basic. It's not like different mitzvahs, and therefore the dinam avoysik b'mitzvah do not apply. Whether it's kiddush levon or mikra megillah, all and everything boils down to shevach v'hidoya and persum and nisa and halal, and therefore ein lanu dino hefsek. And therefore the basic rule, the basic halacha is Hachomer Balef Nehakal. In the middle of Psukah the Zimra, you do be mafsik Turchas Kriyashima Chomer Tfei, and therefore maybe only Heshmerav, or maybe only Kaddish V'Kedusha, Shmoynes is so Chomer that you're not mafsik for anything. Ein lanu ela chumer v'kula v'dine hefsik, but the rules of Oisik Mitzvah Potom Mitzvah do not apply. And the Noida Behuda understood that the same is regarding Mikra Megillah and Kiddush Levona, because essentially both are mitzvah shebedibur, and therefore the basic halacha, the basic idea of oisik b'mitzvah, potam and a mitzvah, would not apply, because it doesn't apply in the entire sugya of mitzvah shebedibur. Kach nera lechoira la'anius daiti. Now, one of the basic sources regarding the broader sugya of oisik b'mitzvah potam and a mitzvah is the sugya of koisvei tefillin sefer Torah v'mezuzah. The source of this sugya is in Sukkah Chov Vomed Aleph, and it is brought in Rambam and naturally also in Shulchan Aruch and Siman Lamed Ches Sif Ches. Koisvei tefillin sefer Torah v'mezuzah putam min ha'tefillin min ha'kriya shema min ha'tefillin, and this is a very interesting halacha. However, there seems to be a machloikis between the Mechaba and the Ramo, and it isn't very clear what the various opinions are. So, as I said, in Siman Lamed Ches, Sif Ches, this halacha is brought in Shulchan Aruch. And the Lashon of the Mechaba, let's quote the Lashon of the Shulchan Aruch, the Mechaba writes, Koise tvelim ve mezuzas, hem ve tagrem ve tagre tigrem. Repeat is selling this stuff. The koroiskim amalach shemayim ptur manuchas tvelim kol yom zuras b'shas kriyashma v'tvelim. So the Beis Yosef seems to make it very clear. B'shas kriyashma v'tvelim, they have to put on tvelim. Well, kal v'choymet that they are required to say kriyashma and the tvelim. It is not only kriyashma and tvelim, but also putting on tvelim. So what are they exempt from? They're exempt from manuchas tvelim kol hayoyim. Then Amu writes, הם היו צריכים לעשות מלאכתון בשעס קריאה שמה ותפילה, אז פטורה מקריאה שמה ותפילה ותפילה, מכל הווי שמצפות מן המצווה. So obviously the Ramo says that sometimes כויסווי תפילים, מזוזס, תגרים, the people that sell תפילים, מזוזס, are exempt, are potter, not only from תפילים כל היום, but also from קריאה שמה, תפילה, and הנוכס תפילים. But what does the Ramo mean when he writes Im tzrichim lasot malachtam b'shas kriyas shema v'tfila. So in the Mishnah Berurah and the Bialoch we find two different interpretations. One is the Levush. The Levush writes, if somebody is going, he's traveling, he's going to leave, and he needs his tefillin immediately. In that case, the person could write tefillin and even be mevatel kriyas shema v'tfila and anochas tefillin, because he can't put it off to a later time. The Mishnah Berurah himself writes that maybe the Kavona is when he has a busy day. He knows he's going to have a lot of customers today, and therefore he doesn't have time in that case as well. Oisig b'mitzvah, potom in a mitzvah. Now, the Beis Yosef seems to feel that in any event, he is always chayev in Kriyas Shema, in Tefillah, and in Hanukkah Tefillah. The Beis Yosef actually writes that according to Tosfos, Yochel Lakayim Shnayim, Efshel Lakayim Shnayim, he has to perform them both. Even according to the Ran, Shebefshel Lakayim Shnayim Pturim. Nevertheless, he is chayev in Kriyas Shema, and the Beis Yosef doesn't really explain why. Why would this be different than any other Oisik B'mitzvah? And especially the Gemara does say that Potom Kriya Shema. So the Bira Gro writes that the opinion of the Beis Yosef is based on the Yerushalmi, and the Yerushalmi is Cholek on the Bavli, and the Yerushalmi is very clear that at least one opinion, the Yerushalmi, Shekoisvei Tefillin Vemezuzis are Chayiv in Kriya Shema. But when we check the Beis Yosef, it is clearly not the opinion of the Beis Yosef, because the Beis Yosef brings that the Rambam doesn't bring this entire halacha. So the Beis Yosef said, obviously, the Rambam paskin in accordance to Yerushalmi against the Bavli. But the Beis Yosef himself does bring this halacha, and it is clear in the Beis Yosef, he is mefalpin and shittas atoises and shittas arap. The Birkei Yosef has a different approach. And the Birkei Yosef writes something which is very, very logical. The Birkei Yosef writes, even though we have halachos in support of mitzvah, this halacha could only be relevant when we're dealing with coincidence. However, a mitzvah which is tmidi cannot override other mitzvahs. Would it be reasonable that a person writes tefillin and mezuzas all day and doesn't perform any other mitzvah? Will he go through life without davening, without Kriya Shema, without tefillin, with nothing? Well, obviously, Shabbos and Yom Tov, he can't write tefillin and mezuzah, so he's going to be big tzaddik in Shabbos and Yom Tov. But say that a yom, he's not going to learn, he's not going to daven, he's not going to do anything. He's busy with writing tefillin and mezuzah. So therefore, the basic argument of the Birkei Yosef on the spot, Sima Lamed Ches, is any mitzvah which is tamidi, the rule of Eisim Mitzvah Botam Mitzvah would not apply. And if Birkei Yosef writes Lefi Darkoi, maybe that is the reason that Talmud Torah doesn't override other mitzvahs. And other opportunities are dealt at length with this basic question. On one hand, Talmud Torah can get Kulam. It is the greatest mitzvah that we have. On the other hand, the Gemara says, Omoy Kotem Daftes, Ho Eisik B'Torah, Chayev Lafsik Et Talmudo B'Shvil Kol Mitzvah She'i Efshel Asoy Sav Yedei Achirim. So how come that the greatest of all mitzvahs, Talmud Torah, is the only mitzvah which does not override and push aside other mitzvahs? So according to the Birkei Yosef, the reasoning is simple. Because of the nature of Talmud Torah, which is a mitzvah tmidus, you have to learn all day. Therefore, it is unreasonable that a person is not mekayim any other mitzvah, only Talmud Torah. And that is the reason that Talmud Torah does not override other mitzvahs. And that is the shita of the Mechaber, that koyset tefillin v'mezuzah, so potem tefillin kol hayom, but they definitely are chayav in tefillin, kriya shema and halachas tefillin. And even the Ramo only says, only if it's an incident, only in special times. And therefore, I think it's more reasonable to accept the Levush than the interpretation of the Be'alach. And this is, I think, a very logical aloha. So, in the past, when I was asked by doctors, a doctor is definitely defined as an oisik b'mitzvah. So, doctors that are engaged in medicine, in healing people, are they chayiv in tefillah, or in kriyat shema, or in tefillin? And my response is this. A doctor definitely has to be misadded his seder yom in a way in which he could daven, he could learn, he could put on tefillin and perform all the other mitzvahs. That is the basic argument of the Berki Yosef. If that is your profession and that's what you're doing throughout the day, then you definitely have to put together your day and plan your day in a way which it could be a good Jew. However, if we're dealing with an extreme case, he got a home call, or you know, somebody had a heart attack in shul, or even when it's not atzolos nefushos, even when it's not a chodesh yesh b'sekona, but he is an oisik b'mitzvah, oisik mitzvah potam b'mitzvah. So when it wasn't planned, suddenly a person came to your house, or you were called to a neighbor, and you're oisik b'mitzvah, even though it's not pikuach nefesh, oisik b'mitzvah potam b'mitzvah, and he is potam b'tefillah. However, when a doctor plans his day, it is quite obvious that he has to plan his day in a way which would enable him to perform the mitzvahs in a proper fashion, davening three times a day, kriya shema, hanukkah tefillin, and all the rest. So we dealt briefly with a very important and major sugya, oisik b'mitzvah, potam min ha-mitzvah. We could learn the sugya for a year, but I just tried to give the kitzur nimitz some of the basic ideas and basic concepts in this great sugya. We started this year with Pesach Sheni, and it is quite interesting. To the best of my memory, it is the only mitzvah in which we were zeicha to a mitzvah merely by demanding, merely by asking. So lefi pshutan shel devarim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't give us the mitzvah of Pesach Sheni until the people came together with a taina. Lo menigora labilti hakrev es korban Hashem betoich b'nei Yisrael. We very much wanted to bring the Korban Pesach and participate in this great mitzvah together with Klal Yisrael. But we were engaged with other mitzvahs, Meis Mitzvah, Aron Yishel Yosef, Nodav Aviyu. Why should we be losing out? And when HaKadosh Baruch Hu saw the great longing for mitzvahs, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, I'm going to give them another mitzvah. So this is the only one of the Tariq mitzvahs which Klal Yisrael was zeicha because they were felt left out, because they demanded, because they wanted more. So Sefer HaChinuch HaMitzvah Shim Pei explains, why is it that only in Korban Pesach we find Pesach Sheni, which is a second chance? So the Sefer HaChinuch stresses at great length the importance of, generally, the Yom Tov of Pesach, the Zecher of Yetzias Mitzrayim, how central this is in Torah and Yiddishkeit, and therefore it is only here that we find that anybody that lost out Pesach Rishon still has a second chance. But what I would like to stress is the fact that lefi pshutei shel mikra, we were zeicha in this mitzvah only because they asked for it. And I think this is one of the most basic traits of Klal Yisrael. In Parshas Kisavai, Moshe Rabbeinu tells Klal Yisrael, "B'yoyim hazeh ani yeisu la'am l'Hashem Elokecha." And there are two different perushim in Rashi. What day are we talking about? "B'yoyim hazeh ani yeisu la'am l'Hashem Elokecha." Rashi writes "Shumati," which is very interesting. It is quite uncommon in Rashi that Rashi brings a Shmua. Rashi doesn't write from whom he heard. Shumati she'oise yoyim she'nosa Moshe sefer Torah l'bnei Levi, k'mo she'kosav v'parshas v'yelech v'yitna l'koyanim b'nei Levi. Bo'u kol Yisrael l'fnei Moshe v'amru lo, Moshe Rabbeinu, af anachnu amadnu b'har Sinai v'kibalnu l'sa Torah v'nitna lanu, ma'ata mashlat es b'nei shiftecho oleyu. Why are you giving a sefer Torah only to Shevet Levi? We were there, we were Mekabel Torah, we were Makdim Nasar Anishma just like they did. So why are you giving them the Torah and not to us? I think most of us, when you see a guy walking into your house, and obviously by his dress, he's a collector. Some of us close the door, lock the door, and wait in tension and suspense. 10 minutes passed, he didn't knock on our door. We see him through the window, going out of the house, so we're happy. We say, okay, so obviously he came to someone else. He didn't knock on my door. But some of us, those people, probably if they would be there when Moshe Rabbeinu wrote a Sefer Torah and gave it to Shevet Levi, would be happy and say, okay, well, he's not demanding from us. He's demanding from Shevet Levi. But in that time, the entire Klal Yisrael, all other 11 Shvatim, all came around to Moshe Rabbeinu. It almost looked like a lynch. And they said, Moshe Rabbeinu, af anachnu amadnu b'har Sinai v'kibalnu l'sa Torah. So why are you giving the Sefer Torah only to Shevet Levi? We want the Sefer just as they got one. V'samach Moshe al adovo. And Moshe was happy. ועל זו יסום עליהם, היום הזה נעשו לשם לקחו, היום הזה הבנתי שאתם דבקים וחפיצים במקום, דבקים וחפיצים במקום. They proved their dvekis, they proved their hashtokikis. We want to be part of Am Hashem. We want the same Sefer Torah that you gave to Shevet Levi. Well, obviously we all know Shevet Levi is unique, Shevet Levi is different. Chelek v'nachalo lo yelehem ba'aretz. They have to dedicate their lives, their energies, their thoughts, whatever they've got, dedicate to the service of the Kodesh Baruch Hu, to avoid the Samindosh. But nevertheless, the entire nation, ba'atem tiuli, mamlechas koyanim v'goy kodesh, they all came to Moshe Rabbeinu and they said, af anachnu amadu b'har Sinai, we want to be like Shevet Levi. We do not want to be less than they are. And Moshe was extremely moved, and Moshe was happy. V'somach Moshe al adovar. Hayoyim hazeh hevanti shatem dvekim v'chafitzim b'makom, and therefore, hayoyim hazeh neyesu l'ashem, la'am l'ashem alokeho. And Klal Yisrael once again proved to them, dvekim v'chafitzim b'makom, when those people, shayu t'meim l'nefesh odam, they came to Moshe Rabbeinu and they said, lo menigona. Well, oisik b'misa potam en ha-mitzah, they didn't have to expect any punishment, they were exempt. But that did not make them happy. That wasn't enough. They wanted to be makriv korban Pesach. And therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, if they so much want to be makriv the korban, I will give them the mitzvah of Pesach Sheni. So this is a Musar Haskel, that we have to be dovek, dovekim v'chafetzim b'makom. Chacham lev yikich mitzvahs. Not only kodem aparechoi voi, v'yoytzi edechavosoi, dveikim v'chafitzim v'yirato. So let us all in these days, in which just a week ago we had the great day of Kabbalah Satoira, we should be machiyach every day in our lives, that we are dveikim and chafeitzim b'mokoyim, v'shakodesh bochu yeten lanu terosoy v'yirosoy v'yosim b'libeinu ha'avosoy v'yirosoy, and we should be zoicha b'korav to Yeshua's Yisrael, to be as goyel tzedek, to binyan beis amidosh, b'mehirov, v'yomeinu, amen.